Okay, great. Good evening. It is April 26th, 2008, and this is the open session of the Coordinating Committee. My name is Nancy Sorden. I am just the convener of this meeting. We will have a chair elected eventually, and I'm going to call the roll right now. Sam Agarwal? Can't hear you. Benito Diaz?
Present.
Jan Goodman? Can't hear you. William Herwagen?
Present.
Present. Janet Coburn?
Present.
Present. Dwayne Lark?
Present.
Present. Tom Livingston?
Here.
Present. Myself, here. We have five is a quorum. We have five. And the first order of business is to elect a chair and a secretary. And I'm thinking we should do the secretary first so that we have someone to keep track of what we did tonight. So do I have any nominations for secretary?
Janet, can I have the floor?
Yep.
I nominate Benito. Benito.
I'm sorry. I really can't do this. I appreciate it, but I just can't.
I nominate William Herwagen.
Well, since I usually am busy driving and don't have access to a computer, it wouldn't be very easy for me either.
Okay. Well, do we have to have a secretary?
Well, we need minutes. Somebody has 2 minutes.
Right.
Janet, can I speak to that?
Yeah. Please do.
Yeah, actually, before that, do you want to mention something about John Tatum?
Oh, yes. We have a parliamentarian on with us tonight, John Tatum. Could you say hello, John?
Hello, everybody.
Hey, John. I asked John to be on with us in case we had any questions around some of the things that we do tonight, setting up the agenda and, procedures that happen behind the scenes for setting up meetings according to Robert's rules.
So may I continue?
Yes.
Right. So, and the question was, do we need a secretary? And it's my understanding that a committee does not require a secretary. It's great to have one. But I would ask that you ask John Tatum to address that.
Okay. John, do you have information on that for us, opinion on that for us?
Yes. In a committee, the chair can do two things. The chair can chair the meeting and also take notes of the meeting. That's one option. The second option is that you can select another person to be the secretary. That's another option. And the third option would be everybody take notes and someone be responsible for taking notes off of the stream.
Mm-hmm. That would work when we have open meetings. And then the person we could, and then we could choose the person that would be able to hear the recording of the closed session to the notes from the closed session. That would only be able to hear the recording of the closed session. That would have to be made accessible to that person if it wasn't Janet. And Otis makes the closed session recording available to the secretaries. So would if in since we have this information, would that make any difference to the two nominees for secretary that you can listen to it later and do the minutes later?
No. Not for me, Benito. But I have a question to Mr. Tatum.
Go ahead.
Mr. Tatum, you said that there were two options. One was that the chair can take notes, or that everybody can take notes and someone... Huh?
With an echo.
Anyway, that either the chair take notes or everybody take notes and one person be designated to listen to the tape, or that there be, I think the third option was two people be secretary. What did you say?
No. What I said, really three options. You mentioned two of them, about everybody take notes and someone be designated to actually listen to the stream and take minutes off of that. That's one option. One option, another option would be that the chair the meeting and take notes at the same time. And then
yeah.
The third would be that you just appoint a secretary. It's another person to take notes at this committee meeting. That's three options.
That answer your question, Benito?
Yeah.
All right, so... we could move to elect the chair and then deal with the secretary after we elect the chair.
Or next week.
Why don't we do that next? Is there any nominations for chair of the coordinating committee?
Benito, I have a nomination. I'd like to nominate Dwayne.
Okay. Dwayne, do you accept the nomination?
The nomination for secretary?
To be chair of the coordinating committee.
Yes.
Okay. Are there any other nominations? Hearing none, Dwayne, I believe you are chair of the coordinating committee. Would you like to take over?
Sure. Well, thank you. I do believe we, first off, thank you guys for the acclamation. It comes at some surprise. However, I hope that I will be able to serve with distinction and be effective. By all means, Well, in any case, don't come to D.C. looking for me.
Okay. Farewell. You know you will be the target if this goes wrong.
Chair, this is Janet. May I make a comment?
Go right ahead.
So tonight there are 5 of 8 in this meeting, and I was wondering whether instead of going with a permanent chair, that waiting for another time, another meeting where more people are present to elect.
This is William.
Yeah, and Benito.
Okay, William, go ahead.
I'm just asking the question.
This is William. I have checked off 6 names, so 6 out of 8 seems pretty good to me, if nobody objected.
Oh, 6. Oh, okay. Never mind.
And Benito.
William, are you finished?
Yes, thank
Benito.
You.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Nancy put out a draft, not exactly in a draft agenda, but, you know, suggested some agenda items for the first meeting. So everybody has known at least her ideas for about a month or at least 3 weeks. If they didn't come to the meeting, they didn't come to the meeting. You know, they didn't, no one, as far as I know, has given a reason for why, you know, my mother got sick last night, or my wife is sick, or my husband is drunk, or whatever. So they didn't show. That's on them.
The two that we're missing tonight are Sam Agarwal and Jan Goodman. Oh, Chair, I can offer to read what I emailed, the things that I suggested to be on the agenda, if you like.
Actually, go ahead. I have them pulled up, but you can proceed.
Let's see, in addition to electing chair and secretary of the coordinating committee, I had that we choose a day of the month for future coordinating committee meetings. We answered the question, is there a need for elect? Because originally I thought there was that the chair and the secretary of the PNB were automatically coordinating committee chair and PNB, but I was incorrect about that, and that question has been answered, so we've already done that. And then I suggested that we identify standard preparations needed for our open meetings, for example, availability of the officers, streaming arrangements, make sure somebody contacts Otis, agenda preparations, documents needed for the agenda, motions, lists, reports, etc. Somehow we need to coordinate all of that, and that was what I was asking John Tatum to be here for, to speak to. And then in-person meeting planning. So at some point we would like to do an in-person meeting, and we could discuss planning for that and how we would pay for that, and identify the other things that are handled by our coordinating committee, and how closed sessions are handled by the coordinating committee. And then there may be other things that people wanted to add to this agenda, but I never got any from anyone.
Well, I do believe we have a number of items proposed. Could I ask, with each member, how many of you are looking at the proposed items for the agenda? Do you have a screen available? I'd like to know who sees what I'm seeing.
Are you talking about my email, Dwayne?
Yes, that's what I'm referring to. That's the only proposal we have.
Okay.
That's for March 18th, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And I just resent it tonight.
So, Janet?
Mm-hmm. I have it.
See it?
Yes.
Okay. William, you have it? Oh, you're driving. Okay.
Great. So I'm not reading.
Well, what I want to do, I would like for us to consider this. I'd like for us to consider how long do we intend to have this meeting. Therefore, I think we can prioritize some of these bullets because we're not going to get to all of them. But it appears to me that some of them are more urgent than others. I don't want to make that determination, but I do want that discussion moving forward so we can at least know what we're going to hit, how long we're going to deal with it if we have a proposed non-public session after this.
Okay. Benito, to
any ideas? Benito?
Yeah, I would agree with most of the items on this agenda for tonight because it all has to do basically with setting up how the committee will function. I have one question about one issue, and I would suggest that we take off planning for and how to pay for an in-person meeting. That's a longer discussion. So, I mean, if we can get to it, we can get to it. Cool.
Objection. Any objection? I'll let you continue, but I think that's a good idea. I want to amen it, but the group, is there any objection to putting that off? Hearing none. What was the next suggestion you have, Benito?
Well, I had a question about, let me see, it says here, standard preparations needed for preparing for open meeting sessions. And then it says, example, officer availability. I don't understand what that's about.
I don't remember.
Chair,
Yeah, go ahead, Jim.
I'm sorry. Oops.
Okay, so actually before that, we're talking about the agenda and not what is in the agenda or, you know, what the substance is. And I would think that that's what we would talk about once we get to that agenda item, and I could address that at that point. What I wanted to also say was you had asked, Chair, how long the meeting, you think the meeting should go, and since this is the first meeting and we're kind of trying to get organized, I would propose that we end at 9:30. It's just an off the top of my head thing, and it's informal. I'm not making a motion about that. But I also wanted to, and I agree that with what Benito said about what this meeting is kind of figuring out what this committee is supposed to do, and it didn't meet at all last year. So this is the first meeting of the coordinating committee since 2016, is my understanding. But what I would like to do is I would like to read the what the bylaws have to say about the coordinating committee. And may I do that?
That's appropriate. Go ahead. Okay, go ahead. I got you, Benito.
I would just request that we resolve this issue about how long the meeting should go on before Janet gets into that. I ain't got no problem with her getting into that. But I also would like to suggest it's 9:12 now, so I suggest we set a goal of stopping at 10 o'clock. I frankly don't see how we can do all this in the next 17 minutes.
Before we hear the mandate, according to the bylaws for the committee, we have deleted at least one of six items. I believe if we can agree that even when we hear the mandate, that we're going to spend a bulk of our time if we try to deal with the stylizing, open meetings, and closed meetings. In fact, I think that's a whole meeting of itself between us, if, in fact, we're going to deal with that. So I would suggest, out of the other items left, which is a day of the future coordinating committee meetings, to me, as chair, is quite a priority tonight. And having to at least get an outline of an agenda for the next week's board meeting should be two of our highest priorities with the time we have left.
Yeah, I agree.
Chair?
Now, go ahead and cite the bylaws for the mandate, and let's then get back to prioritizing this last hour and a half.
Okay. This is from Article 8, Section 3, Understanding Committees. It says, in addition to the LSBs for each of the Foundation's radio stations, the Board of Directors shall also have the following standing committees. A, a coordinating committee, which shall coordinate board activities between meetings, which committee shall include as members all Foundation officers and at least one director from each radio station area, but shall not include any non-director LSB delegates, provided, however, that the coordinating committee shall not be considered an, quote, executive committee, and, end quote, and shall not exercise any powers of the board without board approval. And that's it for coordinating, and then it goes on to the other committees. Standing committees. And I emailed that.
Is that 4 minutes?
Very well. All right. There.
Chair, it's Nancy. Can I have the floor for the agenda?
Go ahead.
Could we add to the agenda how we are going to do the minutes? Are we going to, how we're going to have the secretary?
As it is, I honestly believe that looking at the items you have presented to us, secretary, I don't believe we're going to have anyone step up. So this chair tonight is going to have to make the notes as the parliamentarian suggested. I would like for us to focus on what we're going to talk about for the next hour and 15 minutes, and hopefully those two things include an agenda for next week, and a meeting day moving forward. Are there any objections to that focus? Any objections to that focus? Very well. It appears to me, according to the proposal, let's deal with the first one, which is a day of the month for future coordinating committee meetings. What is your pleasure?
Benito to the stack.
Benito.
Nancy had originally suggested the third Wednesday of the month, and I think everyone agreed to that, or no one objected. I would like to suggest that we go with that suggestion.
Will you repeat that for recording?
The third Wednesday of the month, 8:30.
Third Eastern. Wednesday of the month. Okay. 8:30 Eastern. Any objections?
Janet.
Okay, Janet, I got you up. Hold on. Benito, are you finished?
Yeah.
Okay, Janet.
Well, if this committee is going to have input into the regular PNB meeting agendas, then the third Wednesday of the month I don't think would make sense, because there's so much happens between, well, every day in Pacifica land. So I would suggest either, and like the fourth Wednesday could be the day before the meeting, which would be too late. I was thinking of the Monday, the fourth Monday. However, because the Strategic Planning Committee meets on the second and fourth Monday of each month, and so and they're aware that we're going to be discussing this. So I don't know how. I mean, ideally, I think fourth Monday, timing-wise, is my point, would be best, but that would involve some discussion with the Strategic Planning Committee, which, like about half of us, are on that committee as well.
Okay.
And Nancy, after that, please.
Okay.
Nancy to the stack also.
All right, Nancy.
You know, I think Janet has a good point, but I don't see what we can do about it tonight. So if we're to consider that proposal, then we would have to wait until we'll put this issue on the agenda for next Thursday's regular PMB meeting, so then we can resolve it then. Unless, you know, those people on this call that are members of that committee can make a different suggestion. That's point one. Point two, I sort of, as Janet was speaking, I was thinking about the fourth Thursday, but I hesitate to do that because the PMB could easily meet on any particular Thursday, and then we got a problem, you know, due to an emergency. And I personally would have a problem with the fourth Wednesday because that's when my LSD's personnel meeting, personnel committee meets. And there's someone named Maskila who will kill me if I don't show up, or any one of us don't show up.
Well, if your LSB is like our LSB, you really can't afford to miss, because there's not a whole lot of folk knocking on the door to be available to do the work. So what we have now is the third Wednesday, and we have a proposal by Janet, I believe. It's the fourth Wednesday, and now Nancy, you get to speak.
Okay. Well, I was wondering about agenda preparation and all, and I was talking to Mr. Tatum about it, and based on his recommendation, the soonest that we can get the agenda out and all the reports and lists and information that goes along with it, the better it is, because then people are more prepared to deal with, you know, what's on the agenda. That's why I was thinking the third Wednesday before the PNB meeting. That would give people time to read the minutes and all the different attachments that come with the agenda. And I think if there's new business, he was saying that comes up at the meeting itself. I was going to ask him if he could describe how agenda preparation according to Robert's rules is supposed to be done, since we don't have anything in the bylaws about agenda preparation. I think it falls to Robert's rules on that. And so if you all would like to hear how Robert's rules recommends agenda preparation, I would ask that you have Mr. Tatum talk to that.
Are there any objections? Hearing Mr. Tatum, if you please.
Okay, in terms of the agenda for PMB meetings, normally the president and or the secretary can get together and form the agenda for the PMB meetings. And they should send the agenda out ahead of the meeting, of the PMB meetings, up to a week ahead of the meeting. So as Nancy was saying, so people will have time to look at the agenda, the minutes, so that when they come to the actual meeting, they are prepared to make corrections to the minutes. They are prepared to insert things into the agenda or delete things. All of this would be at the meeting. But since you have a coordinating committee that's going to do all of that work, I would suggest the same thing for the coordinating committee to at least have what their proposed agenda would be way ahead of the actual PMB meeting, so that when it comes, the chair of the PMB could say, well, I have a proposed agenda from the coordinating committee, and they can show everybody that, you know, ahead of time, and now you have it at the meeting and you can vote on it. So that's my answer.
And just to follow up on that, if I may, Chair.
Go ahead.
Janet and I could work on it ahead of time with, you know, pulling together all the old business. From what I understand from talking to Mr. Tatum, the agenda should have all the old unfinished business on the agenda. And so we could pull all of that together and bring it to the coordinating committee. And then the coordinating committee could adjust it, and then that would be the draft agenda going through the PMB meeting. That would be my suggestion.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I want to pull us out of the weeds a bit here. Before us is whether or not we're going to have the next meeting and subsequent meetings. I really would just like to get past the next meeting, and if we need to change it, we'll change it. But we have before us a third Wednesday or fourth Wednesday as an option. It's five of us on the line. What is your preference?
We need to talk to the staff.
Chair, I have a question.
Go ahead.
Are you talking just about May?
At this point, I'd just like to go meet in the meeting if we can't agree on permanency, because we're spending a little too much time on this item, knowing that we got another item or two ahead of this, behind this, that's, to me, more important. So third Wednesday, fourth Wednesday for next meeting, and then maybe we'll get to the next meeting and have our minds made up about permanency.
Benito to the stack.
Go ahead, Benito.
And then Janet to the stack.
Okay.
Yeah, I was sort of moved or swayed by Janet's argument, but I agree more with what Nancy and Mr. Tatum just said. I would just tweak it. I would tweak Nancy's proposal. I don't think that we should get into a thing of, let me put it this way. The agenda for the PMB meeting has to be the agenda, or at least a draft, proposed by the coordinating committee. That is the essential everyday function of this committee. And so, on the one hand, it's logical that the chair and the secretary of the PMB, you know, take a lead on setting the proposing that agenda, just so long as we all understand and are in agreement that this is the agenda of the coordinating committee. The product is the, the agenda of the coordinating committee, not the chair and the secretary. So if we can agree on that, then, yeah, the coordinating committee does the agenda based on the suggestions or the starting point from the chair and secretary.
I'll get right to you, Janet, but let the chair clarify. And if there are contentions or disagreements, by all means state them. It is the secretary and chair's responsibility to publish and, as they just agreed, to style the agenda. It is the coordinating committee's responsibility to populate or to provide or to create or to propose the agenda. This is the committee's agenda, not the chair or the secretary.
Correct.
That's why it's so important to move
Correct.
Forward and get to talking about the agenda. Janet, go ahead.
Well, I'm a little confused now because I this is, you know, well, I mean, I guess I don't know that it's not my understanding that the agendas for PNB meetings would be agendas determined by the coordinating committee, which is what I'm hearing you say. But that said, going back to the date for May, and because that's what I thought we were focused on right now, and then preparing Nancy and I preparing something for it, which, by the way, what I had sent this committee was a kind of a template or for the May meeting. And that's what I would probably be doing for ongoing coordinating committee meetings. But just in terms of May 16th, which is the third Wednesday in May, it's less than 2 weeks from the May 3rd meeting and 3 weeks from, or more than 3 weeks before the June meeting. So it's just so much time. It's for that particular Wednesday of that particular month, it doesn't make much sense to me to have it then. And maybe we could talk about an alternative day just for May. But I also don't think I'll be able to make that meeting. I would send something to the committee, but I don't think I can make that particular meeting. But that should not be the reason for not scheduling that day. I'm done.
Based on what I have here, it's Benito and Janet's proposal. Wednesday the 3rd or Wednesday the 4th. Can I hear from anyone else with regard to what their preference is? Go ahead, William.
Yeah, why don't we just say 8 days before the regular PNB meeting so we don't have an extra week overlap or something because of the way the calendar runs. Just 8 days before the regularly scheduled PNB meeting. Which
so that's
be.
Always going to be guaranteed to be a Tuesday? Or is that going
to
be
a Wednesday.
It's going to be guaranteed to be a Wednesday. Okay. Any objection?
Oh, in many cases, it'll be the third Wednesday, but not always.
Janet, what do you think about that?
8 days before the, because I'm counting 8 days. Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Well, 1 week would be the Thursday. So 8 days.
Right. Okay. Okay. Yeah. I mean that makes sense to me. Which would be a Wednesday.
Well,
right.
We have consensus. Benito, what do you think of that?
And that would be May 30th for me.
I think it's problematic in the sense that it's confusing. Well, not confusing, but people will forget. And it's hard to schedule around something like that because the date changes every month. So I would prefer a fixed date. I mean, the majority decides, but I think that we should establish a regular you know, date that we can count on. All you have to do is remember one thing. The ex, you know what I'm saying? People can remember more easily a fixed date.
That's true. However, don't we have the reminders that, are sent out on to remind us?
True.
Would that not be helpful? I think the public would have more problems than we do because we get reminders.
Janet?
Go ahead, Janet.
So, again, I thought we were talking just about the May meeting and not about all meetings going forward. So can we just schedule the May meeting, and then at the May meeting, then maybe this can be, by then, people can be thinking about it or whatever, and this it could be settled in May.
So, Ben, do I hear you acquiescing and agreeing to third Wednesday for the May meeting?
No, I'm just saying no.
Okay.
Right. But
well,
I'm not saying, so I would be fine with May 30th, which happens to be 8 days before the June meeting, but I'm proposing May 30th, which is the fifth Wednesday in May.
Benito, do you have an objection for if I can just get to May 30th?
Not to the fifth Wednesday, no.
So you agree to May 30th?
Sure.
It's a done deal.
Well, what about others?
Well, you guys were the only ones showing objections, so it was the chair's discretion. And if anyone objects, you know you're all able to do that. So if there are any objections to the 30th of May for the May meeting only to be determined later, the permanency later, are there any objections? Thank you. Now, the next item. What do you want to tackle now?
Benito says that.
Janet.
Go right ahead, Benito.
And yeah, then Janet.
It's
okay,
9:34. Yeah, just because it's 9:34, I would suggest we proceed with the agenda for the PMB meeting.
Any objections?
Janet.
Okay, and before we proceed, go ahead, Janet.
Well, I'm still not clear whether the committee has agreed or on what the committee is tasked with, you know, what in terms of agendas for PNB meetings. And I wanted to add that whatever Nancy and I would come up with or have come up with in the past, or that the any chair or secretary or any other set of people, any directors who might notice a meeting and come up with an agenda, or this committee, that it's all draft agendas. And so when you get to the actual meeting, then, you know, that's when the actual agenda is approved. So,
sure.
But I'm still not clear about what this committee is understand we're supposed to be doing in preparation for the PMB meeting.
I think that's created by the bylaws you just cited, because it does not articulate or matriculate or describe any specific duties other than the committee cannot overstep its powers and conduct business outside of. So it's not that clear. So I would say this, that the powers or the duties derived from the powers and duties of this committee are derived from the PNB itself. Just as the personnel committee went because it was wondering what its job should be, and it proposed a job or two for itself. Perhaps that may be the direction you want to go, but I was told that one of the principal duties of this committee was to prepare the agenda for the PNB meeting.
So may I respond?
Go right ahead.
Okay. So there's a difference between the personnel committee and the coordinating committee, because the coordinating committee is a standing committee. So it doesn't, the PNB does not determine what it is supposed to do. The bylaws do, and the personnel committee is not in the bylaws. But the bylaws also say that if the bylaws do not specify how something should be, then Robert's rules is the determining rules. And so that's what it would be in the case of agendas. That's how I read the bylaws or understand the bylaws in this sense. And so that's where John Tatum can guide us.
Nancy, we'll
let the chair say in response to Janet that while you may not be clear, the chair of the personnel committee has a different view, and we all, probably 21 people, have a different view about application interpretation. That's generally where the difference is.
Ann Goodman, I'm just joining you. Sorry I'm late.
So I'm glad I was just speaking about you. Thank you for coming in. We were talking about the concern you had about as chair of the personnel committee and the mandate. Now, what I just proposed was that since it was some ambiguities about what this committee, coordinating committee's job is, and it's very clear that it's not articulated in the bylaws, and then, of course, you say you want to refer to the ROR, which really don't address specific mannerisms and proper procedures, because your internal organization make that determination. Since we haven't, I said you derived your powers or your mandate from the PNB, and there was some disagreement from that. But I just happened to, that's how I was taught, that all powers are derived from the PNB because it's the governing body. So you don't have any authority unless it gives you the authority to do it. Now, as it relates to the personnel committee, the personnel committee chair is online. So could you explain to us how you derived the personnel committee's duties as a personnel chair and moving the personnel committee forward?
Well, and I'd like to be on the STAC after.
I was on the STAC also to discuss the duties,
Nancy,
of
you're
the
next
coordinating
up.
Committee.
Nancy, well, you're next after the chair of the personnel committee responds.
Okay.
Okay.
So most recently, we actually, we the committee via me, you know, asking, and then they're getting a vote, asked for a mandate to assist, first of all, The PNB voted to have Livingston and Associates do a search for the new executive director. And then I went as part of the committee and asked to have, as part of our portfolio, assisting Livingston and Associates in whatever way they desired to assist them, and the PNB voted to do that. So that we did that, you know, to make it clear that the PNB wanted us to do that. They said yes. They voted that way. So that's where we have the mandate to do what we're doing now. I think that additionally, personnel committees, I'm not sure if the personnel committee, what the bylaws say about personnel committee, if they say anything, but traditionally...
Nothing.
Okay, so traditionally, personnel committees are, you know, set up to deal with personnel, and so in the additional, as we come across additional things that the personnel committee believes should fall under their purview, we would come to the PNB to have that, you know, have that verified. For instance, there might be one thing that obviously would be to consider would be what to do about replacing Sam Agarwal, the CFO. And so that we would come up, we would, if we determined that that seemed like a logical thing to do, I would think that at this point we would come to the PNB and say, you know, this seems like a logical thing for us to do. Should we do it? I believe that we also went to the, well, there's a longstanding, I don't think we need to do anything because there's been a longstanding need to complete the personnel manual, and where that let off was that it was supposed to be vetted by an attorney, and that was supposed to happen as far back as 2014, and I think Tom Livingston is just taking that and dealing with that directly. I think he reported on that. But I don't know that we need to do anything, but I think it would probably be a good idea for us to ask to be delegated the job to work with him on any finalizing issues relating to the personnel committee, because it would seem to be a crazy waste of time to have 22 people of the whole PNB dealing with that. But that might be another kind of a thing that we should do. And since at this point the PNB seems to want to directly delegate things like that, I guess, you know, we come to the PNB and ask for direction in that regard. I don't know if that answers your question or not.
Well, it addresses it. Nancy?
According to the bylaws, the coordinating committee, a coordinating committee which shall coordinate board activities between meetings. So that's what the bylaws say we're supposed to do. And that's pretty nebulous. So I was asking, again, it's one of the reasons I asked Mr. Tatum to be on the call again, and he was saying, well, that means that's decided by the PNB. Whatever board activities the PNB wants the coordinating committee to coordinate. If you could speak to that, Mr. Tatum, I would appreciate that. Is that okay,
Terry? Yeah, that's fine. The coordinating committee can take their assignments from the PNB board. However, in the meantime, if this coordinating committee feels that one of the activities that they would like to do for the PNB board is to prepare the agenda, then when you get to the PNB board meeting, the chair would stately call the roll. The next thing would be approval of the agenda. And this is what the chair would say. I have a recommended agenda from the coordinating committee. I have sent it to you by email. You have it in front of you. And what is your pleasure? And then at that point, the board, the PNB board, could accept the agenda that the coordinating committee has presented face value, or they could amend, the PNB board could amend the agenda that the coordinating committee has proposed.
Well, you told
Thank you.
The other question was what would they assign other activities that the coordinating committee would coordinate between board meetings?
Yes, they would.
So what do you? Well, it's explicit. That part of the bylaws is explicit. We don't need that to be interpreted. It is whether or not the committee has the mandate or the authority to do the agenda. And this is what's before us. We're either going to have an agenda next week that's made up of someone else, whether it's the chair or the secretary or the chair and the secretary or another group. But since we're on the line, and it was my thought that we were going to propose an agenda, I would like for each member of the coordinating committee that have an agenda item for the next 15 minutes, I would like for us to speak as to the priorities of the agenda.
Chair, this is Janet. I was next on the stack on this other topic, and I really would like
Actually,
to
you
speak
were.
To it.
Okay, Nancy spoke, and now you're up. You're right.
I'm sorry, this is Jan. Who's chairing?
Dwayne is the chair now of the coordinating committee.
Okay.
Okay, so first, the PNB does not determine everything. The bylaws, the PNB has to abide by the bylaws. So the bylaws is over the PNB. And that's why I have, you know, I cite the bylaws in terms of this committee. The PNB did not decide what was in the bylaws about this committee. That's one. Another is that when it comes to the personnel committee, what Jan was saying made perfect sense, because it's not a standing committee. It's not one of the standing committees. It's not in the bylaws. It's spelled out. But the coordinating committee is. And yes, what the bylaws say about the coordinating committee and what it's supposed to do is nebulous. If I am, it's my understanding and urging that similar to the personnel committee, if this committee thinks it should do something that's different than what's in the bylaws or more explicit or whatever it is, for example, coming up with the agenda, a draft agenda for the PNB meetings, or the monthly PMB meetings, then this committee should come up with a motion and bring it to the PNB meeting for it to approve the mandate, that mandate of this committee, similar to what it is doing, has done with personnel committee. So I don't think this committee should just go ahead and do what it thinks it should do. If it
well,
does, that's my...
Let's deal with that. I'd like to entertain a motion by a member who believes that this committee, whether you go from 2 years to 4 years to 6 years of its behavior and activity, given that it may have been dormant for the last 2 years, put forth a motion.
It was dormant for just one year. It wasn't.
Yeah, William for the stack. Yeah.
William? You recognize?
Yeah, thank you. I'm not making a motion. I'm just saying that Mr. Tatum explained what we could be doing and should be doing, and that includes the activities of the board. It includes minutes. What else would it be? The activities of the board. So that, let's say, what are we going to do next time? We're not going to tell the PNB what they have to do. We're going to make a draft agenda based on leftover items and suggestions from the members. And the members include all the officers, so if they have things they want to add, that'll be discussed. And this just brings us back to where we were after the last year's PNB decided not to use a coordinating committee. We're going back to where we were, which was creating draft PNB agendas in 2016. Thank you.
Okay. Benito?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I basically agree with what William just said. I think that it's only common sense that the most basic thing that occurs between meetings is, as William said, the minutes, and a new agenda. That's just common sense. But irregardless of what makes common sense to me or anyone else, it is 9:52, and we've been going in circles and haven't resolved anything. And so I would request that we, you know, we just don't have time to continue this conversation right now. Why don't we just work on the most basic thing, which is developing an agenda for the PMB meeting? We can come back to this later. I mean, it's my understanding, my last comment, it's my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, that we have to do a closed coordinating committee meeting this evening as well. And so, you know, we'll be here till 11 or 12 o'clock if you don't want to.
Well, I've actually tried to.
Request for information, Chair.
Go ahead. Who's speaking?
Janet.
Go ahead, Janet.
Okay, well, first of all, there's no noticed closed session for, I think it was an agenda item about closed sessions, not actually having a closed session for this committee. But my question is, so if this committee is going to come up with a draft agenda, who is going to publish that?
It would seem to me that a reasonable expectation would be the Secretary of the PNB. Since it's a PNB committee that's proposing the agenda for the PNB.
So, whatever, I mean, it's like, I'm the Secretary of the PNB, so I would need to be provided with whatever it is that this committee comes up with to put in an agenda. And if for some reason I'm not at the meeting and tonight I'm not taking notes, so, you know, I'm not the secretary of this committee. I would think it would be the secretary of this committee. So how would I get that information, or how would that be, you know, just the logistics is what I'm getting.
The normal
Nancy with a suggestion.
Go ahead, Nancy.
So we would for the meetings that you, for the coordinating committee meetings that you are at, and we would make an effort to make sure you're at all of them. As I understand, this committee has accepted that the chair of the PNB and the secretary of the PNB would provide a pre-draft agenda to the coordinating committee, and then at the coordinating committee meeting, and we can try it out tonight because Janet has provided a draft agenda for the upcoming PNB meeting. Then at the coordinating committee meeting, there would be adjustments to the pre-draft, and the secretary of the PNB would adjust the PNB agenda according to how the coordinating committee votes on the PNB draft agenda. And we change the submitted pre-draft agenda according to what the coordinating committee, the suggestions, the approved changes by the coordinating committee.
Benito to the stack.
And Jan to the stack.